Salatium, written by Blue000J and read by Fens and Marshes for Voice Team 2021. Summary. Salatium, noun, a thing given to someone as a compensation or consolation. Wilbur sits across from his father and wonders if the 13 years he spent in hell applies to Phil's age as well. He knows his father is technically ageless. You do not live centuries and still look as young as Philza does. It is not possible. It is not human. But Wilbur is human above everything else, as far as he believes. And he has the capability to do what his father cannot, age. Phil always told people who asked that he was 33 years old. He said he liked the repetition of the numbers and that it matched his physical age well enough. Wilbur reaches up and rubs his thumb and pointer over the streak of grey in his hair absently. He's 40-something when he thinks about it, older than his father will ever get to honestly be. I am so sorry, Philza says for the 1,000th time, for what I did to you. Phil, Wilbur says gently, then, Dad, I told you, it's all right. It was honestly for the better when you think about it. Look at me, I'm thriving. Phil's face crumples a bit, the mug of tea in his hand being clenched by pale white knuckles and scarred fingertips. There's a golden line around his left ring finger, a tattoo Wilbur knows well. He'd hung onto that same finger as a child, all 5 chubby phalanges gripping tight. He'd traced it sleepily after waking from a nightmare. He'd found its partner on the surprisingly soft hands belonging to the blood god, and hadn't been surprised one bit. Technoblade sure had been, though, when then-14 Wilbur had traced the golden line with ease and interlocked their fingers. Still, Phil insists, and he's quiet. Phil's been so quiet since Wilbur got back. 13 years, Will.
I know.
13.
Yes, I lived it.
And I... Phil inhales, slow and steady. I know you say you're all right, Will, but there's got to be some side effects. Death is not a kind mistress.
You would know that, wouldn't you? Wilbur thinks to himself wryly, then heaves a sigh.
He'd promised himself he wouldn't lie, and so here he is, being honest. Maybe it fucked me up, he admits. My head is a bit scrambled, but I only just came back. It's only been, what, a few days? My sense of time is a bit wonky as well. I'm sure other things will arise.
And I'll help, Phil assures. I will. Anything you need, my son.
My father, Wilbur says, glancing down at his own mug of tea. The taste had been too bitter for him, too overwhelming. He keeps that to himself.
Ever the charitable.
This is my atonement, Phil says with ease. My apology to you. I will help you in any way I can. You can stay here. You can take what you need. I'll get a room started if you want. Hell, Will.
Phil lets out a breathless laugh and his eyes are so, so warm.
I'll go get the moon if you ask for it.
Wilbur says, bringing a hand up to his chin and tapping like he's seriously considering it. They both break out into laughter, Wilbur's chuckles sitting heavy and uncomfortable in his chest.
Your salatium, then, Wilbur finally says as they settle down. Phil's feathers rustling as he glances up once more.
I'm sure you were never tried and punished for my death in a court of law. This is your sentencing.
I'm more than happy with the outcome, Phil tells him. Outside, a storm rages. But here, they are warm and soft, and Wilbur feels alive.
The end. Thank you for listening.